The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We talk during vacation. Shalom Avrochem. Maybe we'll speak a little bit about applying lessons of Bitochen during vacation era. So there's two basic situations during vacation period. You have one period when everybody's at home and not going anywhere. You have another situation of the family is going somewhere. Each one has its, we'll call them, challenges. And we try to go through them a little bit through in the best possible fashion. Before I talk about it, I just want to continue a little bit what I spoke about yesterday, which I think that Maisa I said over from the closing of the Rebbe is something that if we really internalize it, it could be a life-changing Maisa. What do I mean? I said a few points about what the Rebbe did when he was liberated. But today, I just want to focus on that. The last thing he did after he got his yarmulke, he went to the mikveh, he picked up a cup of water, and he said what he testified as being his deepest, most moving shakum niyabedvara in his life. What do we say when we drink a cup of water and say shakum niyabedvara? That this entire world was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this thing that I'm about to take part in, this cup of water I'm about to drink, is basically a gift that was made available to me by the one who created the entire universe. It's not something that he had to give to me. It's something that he decided to give us this delicious cup of water. Now, to the average person, a cup of water is like the most basic. Nothing doesn't have any flavor. Doesn't need to be prepared by some fancy chef. And we just drink it without thinking twice. Here, the Rebbe taught us how excited the fear emes person should be by that, what we call the simple cup of water. Basically, what was happening, what was going in his mind, I have no idea, is a level which none of us live, but if you just want to analyze a little bit what was happening, talk about a person who basically, according to natural means, he would have been dead. The ordeal of going through the work camps with the Nazis was something that there's no reason why anybody should have survived. Malnutrition, disease, no sanitary conditions, freezing cold without proper clothing. And unfortunately, a large percentage never made it. Here, somebody went through that whole Gehenna.
Kol HaLashon.
And he's alive. And he's out of it. The person suddenly appreciates that life is a tremendous gift. Life itself is such an amazing gift. Not something to be taken for granted. HaKol Niyabedvara, everything. This whole world around me. It's created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Starting from myself and my own life, it's such an amazing gift. And more than that, I have a cup of water to drink to quench my thirst. I was created, but Hashem is giving me that which I'm lacking. And water is very pleasant, especially when you're extremely thirsty. liquid of life. So basically, this is a moment, this cup of water that he drank, was at a moment of focusing on the basic hatava, the basic goodness that we get from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the gift of life, the gift of sustenance, in a pleasant way. What happens, though, is that with time, we take that for granted, and then we want this and that and 100 other things, and we don't get those 100 things, and we're miserable. I mean, maybe the bracha and the shakal mitzvah also not something that we really make with the proper kavana. But the starting point of anything in life, whether in our day-to-day life or we're on vacation, is to try to imagine that situation of that person. It's not us, it's him. But that's when there's a nekudas emes that was brought out of there. The gift of life, the most basic thing, just a cup of water, is something that we have to be so ecstatically full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And everything else is extras. If we're able to, once in a while, if you can do it once a day, it's great, but if you can't do it once a day, just start that over again. Refresh that feeling. How much gifts we have from the Melech Malchim Loch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, special for us. When we focus on that, then a lot of these things that are bothering us suddenly fall to the wayside. Come on, it's not so important. Oh, man, it's as good as this. Shagdom, it's when it's time for vacation, because quite often people's vacations, which is supposed to be time to have a change of pace and just get away from things, relax, is destroyed by the fact that things don't work out exactly the way we planned. Or that we're jealous that somebody else has a better vacation. And that's what we're saying. The introduction to everything, to get it right, is to appreciate that we have so much more than the basics. And the basics themselves are so great. Just to sit back and just be misbehaving about the basic things that we have is enough to justify any type of vacation, because that's what we're saying. A vacation is just disconnecting from all the regular things we're doing to a certain degree. We start with that. Just, okay, I'm off from my work, from my career, from wherever I am. I'm making a slight change of pace. Let me start it off with just sit back and appreciate this beautiful world that has put me in, the gift of life. Take a cup of water or whatever it is. Make one gesunte bracha of tshuva karas atayis. Then afterwards, we go through the day. I think many of the things that potentially bother us fit into place. Go.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.